Some Oklahoma lawmakers who have doubts about the convictions of two death row prisoners want another layer of scrutiny in death penalty cases. State Impact's Quentin Chandler reports on the debate around hiring investigators to vet convictions one more time before prisoners are executed.
And he is Richard Glossop.
10 minutes east of Oklahoma State Penitentiary's whitewashed walls, a lunch party is discussing the impending execution of Richard Glossop. They're inside Pete's Place, a famous Italian eatery.
I believe that we've got a guy in Oklahoma on death row that's innocent.
That's Kevin McDougall, a member of the Oklahoma House of Representatives. He's a Republican who supports the death penalty. Richard Glossop was convicted of hiring an accomplice to murder his boss in 1997. His supporters claim Glossop was condemned largely by bad police work, ineffective defense attorneys, false testimony from the actual murderer, and dishonest prosecutors.
We shouldn't doubt when we put him to death. We shouldn't doubt at all. We should know.
McDougall reminded the bipartisan group of lawmakers about a bill he proposed earlier this year to create a state-sponsored conviction integrity unit. The units are legal offices that review convictions. According to the National Registry of Exonerations, there are at least 85 in jurisdictions across the U.S. The same group counts 38 exonerations in Oklahoma since 1989. McDougall is pushing the bill because of his doubts about Glossop's guilt and the groundswell of support for death row prisoner Julius Jones. Angela Marcy sympathizes but questions his plan.
The role of prosecutors, is ultimately to ensure justice in all of our criminal cases.
Marcy is the lead prosecutor for Beckham, Ouachita,
Custer, Roger Mills,
and Ellis counties. She also chairs the Oklahoma District Attorney's Council. She isn't opposed to a conviction integrity unit, but says if the state makes one, it should be done right.
That the funding mechanism is there to provide the resources that are needed. That those best practices standards can be enacted.
McDougall's bill failed to clear early legislative hurdles this year. He plans to reintroduce it in the next session. It would have created a unit inside the state's Pardon and Parole Board that could initiate investigations of capital murder cases on its own or whenever a prisoner submitted a petition with a plausible claim of innocence. The claim would have to be backed up by new information or evidence, and the unit would have to be able to investigate and resolve it. The bill also required a prisoner to have exhausted other legal options in court. Marcy doesn't like that setup.
I'm not aware of any in the United States being placed with a pardon and parole board. The overwhelming majority are actually in individual prosecutors' offices.
And Marcy likes that model. She believes prosecutors' offices have better infrastructure for vetting cases. She also thinks the bill's burden of proof for determining which cases get reviewed is set too low. Cynthia Garza has some suggestions. She is head of a nearly 14-year-old conviction integrity unit in Dallas County, Texas.
You have to have buy-in from the top.
With that caveat, Garza suggests the unit report directly to a district attorney. Her own unit is based inside the Dallas County District Attorney's Office.
And they should be an independent unit. I think it really depends on the leadership, not just of the unit, but of the office.
Garza says prosecutors have the power of access. Access to prosecutors' files, police records, defense files. They can also offer legal support to witnesses. As far as picking cases,
you look for the red flags. Were there a single eyewitness ID? Was this case only based on eyewitness ID?
Marcy says she and other prosecutors may be willing to work with McDougall next year, but she worries that he is mostly interested in finding a way to help Richard Glossop, not find answers to systemic problems. After lunch, McDougall and his legislative guests toured Oklahoma State Penitentiary's death row unit.
The cells are so thick. It's a thick glass. And so you might hear somebody yelling on the other side, but you can barely hear them yelling.
McDougall purposely put the unit inside the Pardon and Parole Board because he wants it to be as impartial as possible. He says his bill is about Richard Glossop and Julius Jones, but it's mostly about making sure innocent people aren't killed by the state. For State Impact, I'm Quentin Chandler.